This was something that has obviously affected people that listen to us in Texas and just in general across the country because of over the weekend there was a shooting in El Paso and in Dayton, Ohio. Lots of people killed, lots of people injured. And President Trump yesterday spoke, and I guess the whole point of this thing is I'd like to have a conversation. And the question I'm throwing out there, and maybe there's more questions too, but I guess in general, how, if it even is possible, do you stop gun violence? I mean, what do you think the actual cause of it is? Is it video games and movies? Is it broken homes? Is it mental health? President Trump spoke yesterday, and I cut it down. I didn't try to cut anything out, but I tried to take a 12-minute speech and get to his main points about, I guess, what he wants to do and work on with his administration and trying to stop and curb these mass shootings. This is what he said yesterday.
First, we must do a better job identifying and acting on early warning signs. The social media companies to develop tools that can detect mass shooters before they strike. The monster in the Parkland High School in Florida had many red flags against him, and yet nobody took decisive action. Second, we must stop the glorification of violence in our society. This includes the gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace. It is too easy today for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence. Third, we must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement. Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun. Fourth, we must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process.
So that was President Trump speaking yesterday and talking about how to maybe stop these mass shootings and gun violence and plans that him and his administration have in place. But I'm wondering, what do you think? How do you actually stop gun violence? What is the cause of it? He brought up some examples, and I guess I can see how they're graphic and violent as far as video games, but I think that's just blaming the same thing on movies. Have things gotten more graphic and violent? Yes. Could that be a thing? But I remember being a kid, and I was talking to Porkchop about this yesterday. We used to always play games where you shoot stuff. Like, what was it, GoldenEye or 007? That used to happen all the time when we were kids. I played Mortal Kombat, which my little bro Michael plays now. And that's a very violent game, but I don't see that kid going and hurting somebody. I think mental health might have part of it to play, but I kind of wonder, at least myself, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong. It's just an opinion or a thought, and that's what you can do too. 833-563-2539. Excuse me. I think it's maybe all of a combination, but a lot of it is broken homes. I feel like a lot, not all, but a lot of these people, they're coming from places where the family's not all there. Like, I came from, like, a single-parent household. Liv, you don't think so as much. At least you're giving me a look right there. But I think a lot of it has to do with a broken home or a home structure. I'm not saying you can't have a single parent raise a good kid, but a lot of these kids, I feel like there's not the family. Like, where's the family? Where are the people at?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the background of all of these, you know, mass shooters. But if we even take a look at, you know, the mass shooting in Vegas, that guy had a girlfriend. That guy had a brother.
I think he's the exception, though. No, you're right. He seemed to be normal. All of his guns, if people were to say, well, you have to have legal like laws, he had all of his guns. He had tons of them, but they were all legally purchased. They were all legal firearms. Now, he modified them a bit doing that bump stock thing. But other than that, his guns, he owned them legally. He didn't get them off the streets.
I don't know. I think blaming broken homes for it, there's just so many people with a not stereotypically like normal home structure.
Yeah.
There's so many people in our culture like that. Like divorce is so common and single 50%. Parents are so common. Exactly. That I'm saying that's a kind of strange thing to blame it on broken homes.
I think it's so a big contributing
people.
Factor.
I mean, I just disagree.
What do you think it is then?
I think a lot of it is mental health. I think a ton of it, obviously, is mental health. No one in the right state of mind or who wasn't suffering from extreme, like, mental health issues would do something like that. Like, someone who is in a right state of mind and would just never go into a Walmart or something like that and shoot people. That's just not going to happen if you're in the right state of mind. And I also think there are so many violent video games out there. And I know you said, you and Porkchop have both said that you guys played them when you were kids.
I still play Call of Duty now, like, which is very graphic, a lot of blood, very realistic.
No, I totally agree with that. But I'm saying that you know, I think the ages of kids playing these games have gotten younger, and also for the time that they're playing them. You know, Porkchop and you, when did you start playing Call of Duty? Probably not until you were probably like 18 or so.
No, but I'm saying I played violent games with blood and you shot stuff and people or whatever the thing was when I was probably the same age of these kids nowadays that are doing them. They weren't as advanced.
Like
now,
seven?
Yes, young. Like games were out like that.
And how long would you play for a day, would you say?
I don't know the time. So you're saying it's prolonged exposure to a video game?
Yeah, I mean, I think kids, you know, like seven-year-olds are playing Fortnite for 7 hours at a time.
833-563-2539. Deanna, sorry about that. What do you think about this? What do you think, if there is even one, can you pinpoint it in a direction about what causes this kind of gun violence and mass shootings that happened over this weekend in Texas and in Ohio?
I think it's hate. As a society, I think that was what we were accustomed to. I think that's what we've bred. It's pure hate against immigrants, people of other colors, people that love the same sex. It's pure hate. I don't believe it's broken homes or video games. My kids play video games, and they came from a broken home.
Not to do a gotcha, but it's just like, because it is, these are all different. There's been so many shootings. They're all different. Would you say that it was racism or hatred towards those kids that were killed in Sandy Hook? Those were little kids. Like, why did that shooter go shoot up a bunch of little kids?
I don't know about that.
And I'm not saying like gotcha, but I'm saying that's a whole other thing.
I'm not saying all of it, but the majority I have heard that they're white supremacists and they're against immigration. From the majority,
interesting.
Yes, I believe it's hatred.
I'm okay, and I don't know. Like this is where like I try to be as informed as I am. But was the I don't think the mass shooter that killed like what 54, 59 people in Vegas at that country concert. I don't think he was like I'm going to kill Hispanics or I'm going to kill Mexicans.
Right.
Like I don't think that was his goal. I think he's just like we don't even know what his motive was.
And that's the thing too. A huge thing that they research and they investigate when these things happen is motive. And sometimes we do end up finding that there's a connection to ISIS. But for some of them, there's no connection. Like for Vegas, there was no motive. And, you know, I don't know about the El Paso shooting or the Dayton shooting that happened this past weekend, but it didn't seem like they were targeting from what I've heard. It didn't seem like
El Paso was. The guy had a manifesto he put out there.
Okay, see,
he was talking
know that.
About. Yeah. If you read into that, he was talking about Latinos and Mexicans saying that they don't coming into our country.
And you know what? That is motivated by hate. And she was right about that. In the Orlando shooting, obviously, someone went into a
Pulse
gay nightclub, you know, and which is known to be a gay nightclub. And so it almost seemed like there was targeted. There was, you know, hate behind it. So, she does make an interesting point.
Do we take all these things away? Which the answer is no. But do we take away the internet? Do we take away video games and TV? Like, does the government just control everything? I mean, that's obviously an extreme reach, but that's where a lot of stuff's happening is. This is where people are meeting other like-minded people like them.
I mean, I don't know if they take away things like that, but I do think, you know, monitoring like what age kids are when they start playing these violent video games, when they start watching violent TV, I think that would help. And I think it's interesting. They're talking about putting regulations on video games with just imaginary guns. Why aren't they kind of talking about putting regulations on like real guns that are out there? Just like stricter regulations.
Ebony, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you want to say?
Well, I had heard you say that like a broken home. From what I have seen, a lot of the kids come from a two-parent home. Like the Columbine shooting, for example, he came from an upper-middle-class home. We had two parents there. So I really feel like it's about us being parents and recognizing our own kids and mental capacities and restricting them from playing video games a whole lot, seeing violent things. And if we see that that triggers them in some kind of way, then we need to seek help. Every child is different. But it feels like it's a parenting thing, not where the parents come from. So it's like if I have kids, I'm going to make sure that I'm watching them and I'm monitoring them. And if I see that them playing Call of Duty is making them a little bit more violent, then I'm going to take Call of Duty away and I'm going to have that conversation with my kid. But I don't think it has anything to do with a two-parent or a one-parent home.
No, it's just the actual broken home in general. You could have a grandma or grandpa raising a kid. Technically, it's a broken home, but like there's an actual family support there. There's no family, however you want to categorize it. That's what I'm talking about. Ebony, thank you.
I don't think, I don't know exactly what you're meaning by broken home, but I don't think
there's no actual family structure there. Whether it is a mom and dad together or a dad and dad, whatever, there's nobody there. There's not that one person. There's nobody that gives a crap about that person that is invested in them. The parents might be there, but they're absent. They might physically be there, but they're useless.
Right. When I think of broken home, I think of like separated parents, or there's a parent missing, or something like that.
I think any and all would work. I think any and all would work.
And I think it does maybe just come from a lack of parenting, an absence of some sort.
Hey, we got a lot of phone calls coming in. Porch House getting them. We'll get to those in just 1 second. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. I want to get to everybody on the phone that I can, but you need to have your point ready to go and get to it quickly. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and the number is 833-563-2539. Liv, is this up on our Facebook page, too?
Yes, it's up on our Facebook. Just search Radio Now and also our Twitter, at Radio Now AM Show.
Okay, we're talking about here, how do you stop gun violence? I mean, what is the cause of it? What do you think? Some examples, President Trump said that they're going to try to go after these mass shootings in Ohio and in Texas over the weekend. He said it's got to be some of the video games, the movies. We're just having a violent culture. We need to work on our violent culture. He said maybe the home structure, maybe mental health, a lot of different things. And these are all ideas. Maybe some are right, some are wrong. What do you think? Is it gun? Is it actually having like more gun laws? What do you think? 833-563-2539. Let's kick it off with Anna. Hey, Anna, you're on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Thanks for calling in. What do you want to say?
Good morning. I just wanted to say that President Trump spoke on the better mental health, like red flags. And I think a huge problem of that is so many of these people that have the red flags we're looking for aren't even seeking mental health treatment in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if that's something he wants to reform, I just hope he knows what that means, and in the fact that he'll need to work on getting better access to mental health care also. It's a ton of people slipping through the cracks that we should be worried about.
Yeah,
I hope he knows that.
I think our country and generally bring up a good point. Not necessarily if it's going to go do a mass shooting and kill people, but just in general, I think mental health is such a huge issue that we don't tackle, that we need to help people out with, and it's becoming more common that it's okay. Like, I talk about it all the time. It's probably annoying if you listen to the show how I talk about how I go to my therapist all the time, but I hope that people realize, oh, Joe goes? I guess I could go there and talk to somebody if I'm feeling upset or sad or whatever's going on. Hey, thank you, Anna, for calling in this morning.
We have something on Twitter that someone said, people kill people. Guns are a tool. So are knives and bombs. I don't see people shouting for bomb control. They blame the bomber. Why is this different? I think it's different because you can't just go to Walmart and buy a bomb like you can go to Walmart and buy a gun. We have way more access to guns than we do bombs. It is actually illegal for you to even post instructions on how to make a bomb on the internet. And it's illegal to make a bomb. So, I mean, there are restrictions on bombs. So I just don't, I think there's two
different where people,
things.
I understand where people want to have more gun regulations, and I get that. At the same time, though, like, it's so insensitive, there's no emotion. But as a statement, it is factually true that the guns don't shoot themselves. It's a person that actually pulls the trigger. That is factual.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree that it is the people as well. It's not like guns are the only thing to blame.
Hey, B, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say?
Hey, I wanted to comment on the, I guess, blaming the mass shootings on broken homes.
Is that a possibility if there's not somebody there in that person's life?
I totally disagree with that, man. You have millions of African-Americans and Latinos that come from broken homes. I mean, kids are raising themselves, and you've not heard of one black kid doing a mass murder.
I mean, I don't know if you're right, but I would say, like, I agree with you without having, like, all the facts. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, the last domestic terrorist or mass shooter being an African-American or like, a black kid. And,
so
I
then
can't.
What do you think it is, then, B?
What do I think it is? I honestly think it's just evil, bro. It's, I mean, and hate. America was founded on hate, segregation, slavery. And people believe that this country is for white people. And any other race is a burden bearer of that race,
all
being
right,
the white person.
Here's what we're going to do, B. We're going to spread some love right now. This is Pork Chop, and I love you, all right?
Oh, it's all love, baby. It's all love. And that's what we need. Love.
Yes. Love your neighbor.
Hey, B, man. Thank you for calling in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Carolyn, hey, what's up? What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I believe it's more acts of terrorism and people who just don't have respect for other people and just for lives in general.
Where is the love? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I feel like Porkchop's going to put on a Black Eyed Peas song, which I think we all agree is a terrible choice right now. I don't think anybody wants to hear that.
Like, I honestly don't think that it's anything to deal with your mentality or your broken home. I mean, heck, I'm from a broken home. I'm not fully 100% awesome, let's just say that. And I have guns, but you don't see me going to a Walmart and shooting up people just because.
No, I totally get you.
I love people too much to go ahead and go out somewhere and just randomly shoot a bunch of people.
Same.
There's a disconnect. Like, I remember I went hunting one time, and shooting a deer was, like, the hardest thing I ever did in my life. I couldn't even imagine pointing a gun at somebody. I can't even punch somebody in the face. Porkchop and I, like, we get at each other's throats. Like, I couldn't imagine hitting him, let alone shooting someone. Like, there's something wrong.
Same.
There's something missing. There's something off when that happens. And we don't have any answers here, and I don't want to do this all the time on the show, but, God, I think it is good to talk and have a dialogue here. And, you know, I am actually very happy. Nobody yelled. Nobody called each other names. We had just a decent civil conversation, and I think that's what we need to do more in life, whether it's politics, whether it's guns, whatever the debate might be, the hot-button topic, I think that's how you handle it. And I'm glad that we were able to have that conversation here on the show.